Has our show ever gotten you into trouble? It's 99.7 EJX. We got this message from Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah says, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, I never thought I'd be emailing you with a literal bump in the road, but here we are." This isn't the kind of drama-filled email you're probably used to hearing. But last week, I was sitting in a red light, minding my own business, when bam, someone tapped my bumper. Nothing major, but enough to make me say a few choice words. I get out, ready to exchange insurance info, and that's when the guy sheepishly admits he was trying to text your show when he hit me.
No.
Yeah, that's right. Your loyal listener, a little too loyal if you ask me, was mid-message when he rolled right into my car. We had a good laugh about it after I made sure my taillights were still intact, but I figured you'd get a kick out of knowing your show is literally making an impact on the roads of Louisville.
Okay.
Moral of the story, your listeners need to pull over before they text you, or at least promise to buy coffee for the people they rear-end. Also a big fan. Just not an irresponsible one, LOL.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Dude, okay. Listen, I relate to that comment. There have been times that I've been texting, and I...
Benji.
What?
Benji. You're admitting, again, bad things.
No. This happened a long time ago. And yes, okay. It was in the Ben and Kelly car, but...
but that's worse. Oh, that's worse. Don't do that in a logoed vehicle.
Listen, we don't have that car anymore, so it's fine.
Yeah, we don't, because you lost the key, too.
I lost the key to that one, too. Oh, Sarah, hey, sorry about your bumper. I feel like we need to apologize.
We do need to apologize. Maybe issue a disclaimer. We love that you participate in the show. And if you're going to text us at 795-1997, just make sure that you are firmly parked or pulled over or in a spot where you can't roll into someone else's car.
Or you're at least... in a lane where traffic is flowing smoothly, and you can
steer with your knee. No, we're not saying that. We're not flowing in traffic.
You're not in stop and go traffic, is what I'm saying. You don't want to do that.
In flow, you're not driving at the time.
We got a text from a listener that said, "Shots fired. Some of us have voice texting."
Okay, all right. That is allowed. Hands-free voice texting. Is allowed.
Oh, shoot. All right. Well, by the way, has the show ever gotten you into trouble? We'd love to hear your story. Maybe issue another apology to
More
you.
More apologies coming.
Yeah. And so sorry, Sarah, and your whoever.
And the guy who hit you.
And the guy who hit you because he was texting the show. 502-795-1997 is our number. We'll issue some apologies next.
All right. Sorry.
Everybody's now texting us going, "Can we text you when we're at red lights? Are those okay?" What if we're stopped? What about that?
Well, again, but this was the case here with Sarah.
What if I'm just stuck in traffic?
Make sure that your foot is firmly planted on the brake and you're not rolling.
Trina says, "I bet it was a throwback Thursday request."
Oh, it might have been.
Could have been. But yeah, 502-795-1997 is our number. We'll issue our apologies to your how the show got us or got you in trouble coming up next on 99.7 DJX. How has our show gotten you into trouble? We got a message from a listener, Sarah, who got rear-ended by a dude who was texting the show. And, you know, she was like, "Hey, thought you might find it funny that you've got a little bit too much of a loyal listener there."
Penny said, "Oh, I was hoping for a love connection out of that story."
I know, right? Kind of
that would have been a perfect
little misconnection sidebar for sure. Trina says, "Hey, we know he was definitely listening. Let's call him out. What were you texting, Mr. Bumper Car?" So, yeah.
Jen assures us, "I wait until I'm at the drive-through speaker, you know, just to be stopped She turns us up so that they can hear too.
It's funny. We got a message from Melanie who said, not too terrible, but a while ago I was listening to one of your prank calls in the Starbucks drive-thru and laughing so hard when it was my turn to get my coffee, I fumbled the exchange and spilled all over the ground.
Oh no!
Whoopsie, now every time I go through the drive-thru there, the barista asks me to rate the show on a funny scale of 1 to 5, LOL. And then she says, I usually give you guys a 5, 4 or 5.
Thank you. Thanks, Melanie. I appreciate that.
That's funny that the Starbucks is now literally going, hey, like, listen, you all right?
Is it safe to hand this over right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, right, exactly.
What rating are we at?
Exactly. Got another message from a listener. Again, this is how our show kind of got you into trouble. Listener said, my old boss told me to turn off that hoodlum music, and then I got written up because of, exact quote, Kelly and Benjamin. Wow. It's the Kelly and Benjamin show. That's funny.
Oh, that's fantastic. Carrie says, you guys once asked listeners to share their most awkward dating moments.
Yeah.
So I called in anonymously and spilled way too much about my worst Tinder experience. My phone immediately blew up with texts from friends and family saying, wait, that was you?
Oh, no.
I underestimated how many people would recognize my voice on your show. Yeah, I always wonder if that's going to be the case when we convince people to actually talk to us about their issues on the show.
We got a text from a listener, Justin, who said, every time Kelly sees a man naked for the first time, always makes the car line super awkward.
Don't play it. Don't do it.
You mean
don't.
The first time Kelly ever saw a man naked?
Oh, God. Stop. Stop.
Or,
I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a lie. I forgot about that one. The library is far and wide.
Oh.
Yes. It's harder.
That was both of us. Seeing a man naked for the first time. Wow. Anyways, that's funny. Oh shoot.
Tammy says, I was at a very serious work meeting working from home when I made the mistake of listening to the show in one earbud.
Okay.
Just as my boss was explaining budget cuts,
Ben
made a ridiculous joke, and I snorted so loudly, everybody stopped and stared.
Oh, no!
I had to fake a coughing fit to cover it up.
Oh, wow.
That is the worst timing.
The boss
talking
is
about
like,
budget cuts. So,
Tammy, you had something to say about that? No.
Jeff says, I retold one of your jokes from the You Laugh, You Lose segment at work and got written up. My boss overheard, didn't find it nearly as funny as I did.
Oh, gosh, sorry.
I
yeah.
wonder what, which one that was.
Another text from a listener who said, I called into your radio show to play Little Kid Drunk Adult. And, what was that? The corn wedding at Louder Than Life. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. And my friends immediately called me and was like, I wasn't invited to the wedding. Okay. Wow. Okay. That was a little, must be voice to text because that was a little hard with the zero punctuation to follow.
Exactly.
That.
I was a little confused too.
Yeah. All good. Well, hey, again, we can just issue kind of a blanket apology, use the show with caution, listen on earbuds.
We have the best of intentions.
We try to gauge our content based on what we think you might be doing. So just know that there is a little bit of a method to the madness. But
to be honest, we are trying to get some LOLs.
Yeah, that's all we're
some
trying to
laughing
do.
Out loud.
All right. Well, hey, thank
you.
Be
careful with coffee and in traffic.
Yeah. And again,
text responsibly.
We're just going to say sorry on 99.7 EJX.